We're talking with Pastor Frank Cerny, Executive Director of the Rural Outreach Center in South Wales. Pastor Cerny, we've had some unfortunate news this afternoon that among the three individuals who've died in this storm, one was a man experiencing homelessness for quite some time in the village of Williamsville. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, that should concern all of us because there are a lot of people out there on the streets who either can't access or won't access the warming shelters and so on. So we need to do everything we can to make sure people are aware of what's available and can get to these warming centers, the Cold Brew centers.
Now, in a briefing this afternoon, Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars reminded area residents that the Rural Outreach Center is available to provide services to individuals experiencing homelessness who are outside of the city of Buffalo, where we tend to have more of a core of social services and homeless shelters. So what does the Rural Outreach Center offer?
Yeah, and I thank the county executive for doing that because the rural areas tend to be forgotten in terms of availability of these kinds of resources, in spite of the fact the majority of poverty and these kinds of things actually are outside the urban core. So it's important for people to be aware of the services that might be available for poor people in general, but homeless people in particular, particularly during this time. So by bringing attention to this issue, my hope is that people who live in some of these rural areas who might know of people who are homeless, that is, living in their car in a Walmart parking lot or trying to get through, as much time as they can in Tim Hortons and things like this, so that they can make them aware of the service that we offer at the Cold Brew Center at the Rural Outreach Center. So what we do is we have a pretty robust mechanism to get the word out. We spent 2 years now identifying places where homeless people might collect, and we send people out to those areas every evening between 8 and 11 o'clock to pick people up and bring them to the center, and then we return them to those places at 8 o'clock the next morning. One of the real advantages of the Outreach Center is that we've been able to then connect some of these folks with other services. In fact, we've had a couple of young people that we picked up for Cold Brew who now have full-time jobs and are looking at trying to get some more stable housing. So this is an advantage of our centers that we can tie not just that acute sort of thing into assistance, but we can move beyond that as quickly as possible.
Now, last but certainly not least, as you go out and find these people, some of them who you may come to know very well, we're looking at the case of the man known as Larry in Williamsville, and it's been said that he didn't want help on multiple occasions. And these are stories we hear before about people who may not want to come in off the streets. How do you deal with situations like that when you're trying to offer help?
Yeah, well, and we've run into that too. There are people who just refuse to get into the van in spite of the fact that they know we're there for them and so on. But, we need to, and we can't judge these folks because, look, they're homeless for a reason. Many of them have mental health issues. Many of them have been hurt by the system. They're a little bit skeptical. So, we need to approach these folks just a little differently with as much care and compassion and hospitality as possible. We still have people turning us down, but we're not going to give up on them.
Well, Pastor Frank Cerny, thank you so much for taking the time. Pastor Frank Cerny, Executive Director of the Rural Outreach Center.